Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, if you're coming off the holidays and you're all backed up.
Oh.
As in constipated. Because you've been eating all those Christmas cookies and all the booze and all that. Some researchers at some college in London had found three foods are the best ones to eat if you're backed up after the holidays.
So nice.
Before I give you these.
Why are you looking at me?
Why am I looking at Katie? What would be your guys' pick?
Prunes, of course.
Josh would be your go-to.
I probably grapefruit and prunes, grapefruit.
Grapes.
I'm trying to think of what mine would be. Grapes is pretty solid.
Grapes,
okay,
yeah.
So, Katie, you know your bowels.
I do.
Prunes came in at number one.
Yay! He knows how to keep it moving.
Backed up from Christmas. Eat a bowl of prunes. Super high in fiber.
So
they've
good
got
for
something
you
in it called sorbitol.
That's it.
Sorbitol.
Yeah. Sure.
Whatever.
Sure.
Sorbitol, I bet. Sorbitol.
Hey.
There you go. Way to puzzle it out, Jer. Hooked on phonics. Worked for me. They say it basically works like a laxative. So 8 to 10 prunes per day can get things moving on a regular basis again for you. Number two, kiwi.
Oh.
Again, specific enzymes in there that break down proteins and help with digestion. And then number three, this one's probably controversial. I know a lot of people don't like rye bread, but they said it's the best option when it comes to bread and you're backed up. It can work better than some laxatives, so says this college.
I had no idea rye bread was a laxative. What?
I'm a weirdo. I love rye bread.
Well, you're a big Reuben fan. I know you like Reuben.
Reuben!
So, yeah, that makes sense. But
you,
I didn't know it could be used
toasted
for that.
Rye, a little butter on there.
Yeah.
Not
it's
mad
good.
At that. Not mad. And then at the honorable mention down at the bottom was coffee.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that'll
at the
get
bottom.
It going.
Take the 8 a.m. train out of
that'll
here.
That'll get it going.
At the
drop the
bottom.
Kids off at the pool.
At the bottom. Gross. There you go, guys. Happy eating, happy pooping. I got a little something here for you guys. Ooh. I didn't watch 1 second of the latest Stranger Things season, the
You're
wrap
crazy.
Up. So don't try not to spoil it,
yeah.
Katie. Now, there is a theory that the final episode was not the final episode, that it was a fake out, and the real episode is going to air tomorrow.
Yeah.
Called the Conformity Gate Theory, and I can't get into all the details on it, because as I'm reading it, massive spoilers.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
So I can't get into that, but there is a theory that they're going to be releasing another episode tomorrow. Now, if they don't, you will get a little bit more Stranger Things because they are releasing something, when are they doing it? January 12th, called One Last Adventure, The Making of Stranger Things 5. So they're going to do a bunch of behind the scenes, table reads, what went into the acting, what went into the special effects, emotional moments, blah, blah, blah. So you're going to get a final little taste of Stranger Things by just via documentary.
But. Well, and I rolled in today, and that was the first I heard about the surprise episode, if we are going to get that tomorrow. And it got me excited because I love that show so much. And Zoe and I actually got to go see the finale in the theater. And one of
Did
the
it leave room for an episode?
I mean, there's like, some there things that they could do, I
okay.
guess. They also
if
really...
If you read this thing... Oh, that's my backed up story. That's not the one. If you read this thing, like they list 5 or 6 bullet points in here as to why there will be another episode.
Well, again, yeah, they left it on a cliffhanger. It was almost like a, you know, this could happen type thing. But, I mean, they really did wrap up the storyline for the fans, I think, where they're like, okay. I mean, I'm okay with that. I'm
You're
okay
done.
With where the characters ended. But there is room for possibility because obviously these folks can go on adventures in their 20s and 30s as well. But what I would have to say is I loved that series because even when we went into the theater, first of all, it was the longest line I've ever seen for concessions at a movie, ever. It wrapped all the way down the hall. Mm. We were waiting in line and it was so fun for me to hear everybody talk about their own theories.
Yeah.
And it was like everybody had their own little language. Like we were talking about where these characters could go. And it was just so neat to sit and eavesdrop on everybody like, well, what if 11 did this? And then Will, and oh my gosh, Will, you know, so it was just so
fun. You're
all
munching on waffles.
I know. And so it was so fun to just be in that line and be surrounded by people who were like-minded like you and so excited about something. And then in the theater, we were with people who like when big moments happened, oh, there was applause. There was a lot of applause during that finale. And I mean, I was crying. I was grabbing Zoe's shoulder. I'm like, oh my my gosh, she cried for an hour. Like, it was very emotional.
This is why the theater is so good.
So
I love it.
Good. That would not have happened in my living room just watching
that. And everybody
that
is there wants to be there. Yes. Like, they're so excited. They can't wait for that. I love that stuff.
The only thing I was sad about was the fact that I didn't get the Demigorgon popcorn bucket. Like,
oh,
they had
the
special
out.
Popcorn buckets that they have for the movie, and they didn't have any in the theater I went to. So, but man, was it so much fun, and I just loved that movie. So if they're coming out with more, I am ready for it. I will eat everything up that comes out about Stranger Things.
You're ready to cry again.
Oh,
Zoe.
I just
with
loved
Baby
it
Nana.
So much. Well, and when you see the finale, knowing me, knowing the things that I love, and anybody who's seen that finale, you know what I'm talking about. It just made it that much more like, they did that for me.
For me.
Like, they really like me. Like, so
that's awesome.
It was pretty great.
I need to dive in still. I'll get to it eventually. I honestly, I'm at this point where I have seen so many spoilers now that I'm not going to be too shocked by anything in it, but I do want to wrap it up.
Well, you should have watched along the timeline
know,
that everyone else
busy.
Was. You know, like you should have. You should have watched.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Sorry, Katie, got a family.
Okay, I'm sorry. You should have made time for yourself, Jer. You know what?
You're like, just disregard your children and watch
exactly.
TV.
It'll be okay.